Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, traffic running smoothly at this hour. No tie-ups to tell you about. We'll pass along any that do develop. Traffic update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 47 degrees. 50% chance for rain, snow, and sleet tonight. The overnight low 30. Tuesday cooler with an 80% chance for snow. Accumulation, we're seeing anything from 1 to 4, several different sources. And Weather Bureau told me this morning 2 to 3. But we're going to have some accumulation tomorrow. It looks like a high of 34 degrees on Tuesday. Now partly cloudy. And we have a west wind at 8 miles per hour and 38 degrees. Have you been to Delano lately? The Delano District has become a real destination with unique specialty shops, pubs, and restaurants. Stop by Hatman Jack's. Check out their unique and large selection of hats and so much more. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Stocks closed down Friday to the lowest level in weeks, in a week, amid growing concerns about the China virus.
Lizzo opened the Grammy Awards on CBS with a shout-out to the late Kobe Bryant and handed it off to host Alicia.
Okay, it's 6:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Treasurer, is with us this morning.
Morning.
Do you realize that at the end of this week on Sunday, they're going to play what we think is a very important football game?
What is it? Is there a game this week?
It's called Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Are you allowed to say that?
Or yeah, you
can't
say
it in an ad, I guess.
No, you can't. But you can.
The big game.
The big game. This week I've compiled some fun facts about the Super Bowl.
Wow, what do you got? What do you got?
Well, you know, Lamar Hunt, the original owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, helped spearhead the merger between the NFL and the AFL. Do you remember when there were two leagues like that?
Are you old enough?
I remember when the AFL came on, and it was really challenging the NFL. Because the NFL was kind of an old, not exactly stodgy, but they weren't quite as wide open. I mean, they were pretty structured in the way they did football.
Sure.
It wasn't exactly 3 yards in a pile of dirt, but the passing game wasn't that big deal.
Right.
Well, this new league was just wide open. AFL, they were just had some new cities, and they were just having a ball. So this was the big deal. They got together for the big game. And according to The Atlantic, legend has it Hunt named the game after a toy his children played with, the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. He renamed it the Super Bowl, and the rest is history.
So
did you ever see a Super Bowl?
So Lamar is credited with name.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
And, of course, he's no longer with us, but the Chiefs started out as the Dallas Texans, a franchise in Dallas, believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Huh.
And then they moved to Kansas City.
Well, this is a great show.
Well, we get learning all kinds of things since today. There's no doubt about it.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is a ball a little bit smaller than a tennis ball.
I know Super Bowl, sure.
And it came out, and this thing had it was hard rubber, and it would bounce, and it seemed like it would gain height every time it hit the ground.
I remember it bouncing. It would bounce one big bounce and then a small bounce. Then the third bounce would be bigger than the second bounce.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
Like it generated its own energy.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. And then the Super Bowl. Okay. Ted and I are going to share some more little facts and factoids about this throughout the day and throughout
the week. That's
great. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks fell Friday as fears over a deadly coronavirus in China grow. The Dow dropped 170 points. S&P had its worst day since early October as healthcare stocks incurred steep losses.
Yeah.
Down 30 points Friday. The Dow was down. Let's see what. Oh, no. Got the Dow down 170.
Yeah.
S&P lost 30, NASDAQ lost 87 points.
Ouch.
And futures are looking today like it could continue.
Yeah, we're down.
At least to begin with. All right, coming up on 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Scammers are now looking at your retirement
account. They are, man.
Don Graff, CFP. Don Graff,
CFP,
the money tracker.
I don't know, Steve. Can you imagine a time before mobile phones, apps and online shopping and services.
I remember it. Yes,
I remember it too, the old rotary dial. Well, it's arguable whether our lives are better because of them. but there is one thing that is almost certain. Our private, personal, and financial information is inevitably in some electronic form. And, of course, that exposes us to greater risk of identity theft. And now many scammers are targeting retirement and life insurance accounts. This is kind of a new thing. The Life Insurance Marketing Research Association, or LIMRA, reports that more than a third of consumers have been a victim of financial fraud at least once. And most of these cases have happened in the past 5 years. Now, we hear of a data breaching at a major financial institutions at an alarmingly regular basis. That means that it's possible that our financial information is already for sale on the dark web. If they don't breach an institution that already has our information, they may trick us directly with phishing scams or malicious links and attachments that invade our computer. LIMRA reports that until 2017, most financial crimes focused on banking institutions and credit cards. Well, there's more than $42 trillion in investable assets tied up in life insurance and retirement accounts, so those accounts are increasingly targeted. Threat Metrics is a company that tracks life insurance and retirement accounts takeovers. They found that they see 10 new account takeover attempts each second. The attack rates are up 81% since about this time last year. They are up 211% during the same time period for mobile transactions. Now, fraudsters generally don't know which institution holds their intended victims' accounts, but through trial and error, they work to impersonate the intended victim until they find the correct institution. Then they work to take a distribution. Financial institutions are catching on and often require third-party identification before executing a distribution. Now, I know that where we are, if anybody's taken out any sizable amount, particularly from a retirement account, I need to speak with them verbally, and I know them. So there's very, very little chance unless they somehow get in there electronically and try to take something. But anyway, it's very important. If you have any questions on this, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
To get back to the basics, then, you want to see and know that person before you do
that, that's very important. And, there's a lot that you can do, with a robo-advisor and doing stuff online and all that. And I, give people applause for taking the time to educate themselves and invest by themselves. But, if you truly need full service, if you know the person on the other end of the phone personally, you've met with them, then you may be a bit more protected.
All right. Good advice. Today is National Bubble Wrap Day.
Excuse me?
Also known as National Bubble Wrap Association Day.
Oh, okay.
Appreciation Day.
Right.
Recognizes a fascinating piece of invention. Today, the bubble wrap's primary purpose is to protect fragile items, either in shipping or storage.
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing more fun than popping that stuff.
Yeah. Of course, people also take enjoyment from popping the bubbles in bubble wrap, too. So everything's
stepping
got a day, so we got Bubble Wrap Day.
That's nice.
All right, last Friday, what a great afternoon we had.
What did we do, Steve?
Our annual Don Grant, Steve and Ted show luncheon.
Yes.
Went to Stroud's, you and I, and Ted and Jed Chambers, and had a great lunch.
Well, because of the last time we did this, I knew in advance to order that extra chicken fried chicken for us to split at
just
the end.
Just in case, yeah.
And Ted was the final holdout. He made it. I was watching that last piece of chicken there. And Ted wanted it. I could tell he did, but he was being polite. He was being the polite guy. But you know what it was? It wasn't he was being the polite guy. He was waiting for the gravy.
Because yeah,
we ran out of gravy.
The gravy had run dry.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going
he
to
wasn't
get that
have
last
it dry.
Piece until
see,
we
I would have taken
gravy.
It dry, but I held back. And yeah.
Well, there's four guys there. And I think they brought one bowl of gravy to start with.
Oh, man.
I guess they couldn't foresee
Ted,
that.
Ted wanted a bowl just as an appetizer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. He wanted some gravy to sop up his gravy.
Man, that was good. That was fun, and that was a thank you to you guys for letting me come in here every morning. And I truly
we appreciate
enjoy
you
what
doing.
We've been
it.
Doing. You know what? We're coming up on 16 years of me doing this.
That surprises me.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
April 4th, I believe, is 16 years.
How about that? Well, thank you for being with us.
Well,
tonight,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you. I enjoy it, and it's a great show.
Yeah, see thanks, Don.
All right, 6:55 now, Steve at 10. Coming up at 7 o'clock hour with all the news there at the top of the hour, including basketball star Kobe Bryant killed in a helicopter crash. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Fortis Advisors is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Plans are underway now for the 2020 Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, coming March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.